What up, pro silly listeners? Guess who's back? Me, bitch. Chiz, plural. welcome back, or to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and random ass topics that I find online. So, all right, I've been gone for almost 2 weeks. I get that, but I am back, and it's been crazy sauce. It has been crazy sauce because your girl just moved back to Atlanta, but I'm here now, and it's time for the show to go on. I'm super excited to be back with my family. You know, living in Los Angeles was awesome, but I had no support system, you know, and I was alone a lot. I wasn't a fan of the job I had, you know, my studio apartment got zero natural light, which is depressing as fuck. You know, I was a live-in property manager, and which can be, you know, difficult as fuck, because they all know where you live, you know, and have no qualms knocking on your door whenever the fuck they feel like it. I actually remember my first week there, and I had a tenant from the first floor who knocked at my door on a Saturday morning at 6 a.m. asking me if I had change for a dollar so that she could wash her laundry, so she could do her laundry. Mind you, the laundry room didn't even open till like 8 or 9 that day. Okay, so I have lots of horror stories like that, if I'm being honest with you. Actually, I remember just last week, at this job, I got a text message from one of my tenants on the second floor telling me that someone stole their DoorDash delivery. And they said they could smell the food in the entrance of the building and that there was a thief among us. Yeah. You know, because, you know, she was the only person in Los Angeles that orders food delivered to their home during COVID, during the pandemic. She's the only person. I smelled food in the lobby. I'm sure someone in the building stole my food. No, bitch, it's just as likely that the person who delivered your food stole your shit. They do it all the fucking time. It's just funny. It's just funny to me. I was pissed. Not because it's not my job. One, like, it's almost as if she expected me to play detective to figure out who took her food. No, that's not my job. Not only was this not my job, but she sent me this text message at 8:33 p.m. And I remember the time because I was with my friends. It was actually the day before my last day. You know, we were drinking and smoking and eating and having a good time. And I get the text message while they're there. So I'm like, who the fuck is texting my work phone at this hour? So I checked the time and I was like, 8:33 p.m. Ain't this some shit? So many, many, many hours after my working hours, 8:33 p.m. Which, by the way, my work hours are displayed on the fucking door. And she had to pass my door to get to the delivery or wherever her food was going to be dropped off at, which is the front of the building. So that... And she's lived in the building long enough to know what my working hours were and what my job is and what it's not. You know, I was pissed. So anyways, I texted her the next morning during my shift and I told her to contact the delivery company and that they would take care of her. But, you know, a bitch has already quit, so I don't give a fuck. I'm back in Atlanta now. I'm with my family. I got my support system. And I brought my kitty cat with me. That is not a sexual euphemism. I have a cat and her name is Samantha when she's in trouble. Any other time is Sammy. I love her to death. Samantha Heroin Jones. That is her full fucking name. You damn right. Well, she's addictive heroin. Okay. I used to have a turtle. His name was actually her name. Now that I know that the turtle was a girl, found that out 6 months after owning her. Because, you know, you can't see turtle dick. I don't know. Anyways. Her name, damn it, was Leon Methadone Jones. Yeah, and I'm not sorry for it. Anyways, I'm back in Atlanta. Yes! So, bye-bye, LA. I will do the best I can to miss you. I'll try. I won't, though, because fuck you. I do miss that weed, though. I'm not gonna lie. Marijuana being legal was amazing. So, anyways, this past week, on my Professionally Silly channel, on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, we did a live video together and it was a lot of fun. I had a Jaeger bomb on camera with you guys, and then I decided to go ahead and finally try that buffalo wing soda and that ranch soda that one of my subscribers sent me. And yes, I said buffalo wing soda and I said ranch soda. You're damn right. That is what occurred. They were both disgusting as fuck. Don't purchase those and drink them for yourself. You've been warned. And the week before that, I made a video of my last Thanksgiving alone. Me and my cat, Sammy, we had a great time. So be sure to, I'll be sure to go ahead and put those links down below in the show notes. So be sure to go ahead and check those out if you guys want to see them, because your girl, you know, she got some visual gems for you on my professionally silly channel. So check that out on YouTube. By the way, once again, the sodas were gross. So vomit warning on the live video. Okay. Vomit warning. And if you could do me a solid and check and click the thumbs up button and subscribe to the professionally silly YouTube channel, I would love it. I would love it. Because guess what? I've got more visual fun for you guys. Your audible boo thing has gone visual. Actually, I was visual before I was audible, to be honest with you. My YouTube channel came before this podcast. So there's a lot for you to catch up on if you haven't seen it. Anyways, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about cringy Thanksgiving stories. And they were certainly that, very cringy. The cringe factor broke the scale, if I'm being honest with you. I was definitely shocked at the story about the teenage couple who were caught having sex at their parents' house. How the girlfriend's parents handled that was ridiculous. It would not be how my parents would have handled that when I was a teenager. Okay. So take a listen to that podcast episode so you can see how they handled it, because it was like, what the fuck? Also, maybe don't put your freshly cooked turkey on the floor for any reason whatsoever, especially if you have a dog. Just don't do that. If you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you check it out. The cringy Thanksgiving stories. It was the week before last. It was still there. It was a lot of fucking fun. We didn't have a podcast last week because I was kind of busy, you know, packing up my entire life and moving it across the country. Moving from Los Angeles to Atlanta took a lot of work. And I don't have a car, so it was even harder. I don't have a car anymore. But now, guess what time it is? It's time to get professionally silly again. Are you guys ready? I am. I am so ready. I'm so ready for you. I'm so ready. Was that sexy? It was not. Okay. This week, in the spirit of moving, something that many of us have done at least once in our lives, we're going to talk about some funny moving stories. And sometimes things just go wrong when you're moving, you know? And the most random things can happen. From finding an item you haven't seen in years to movers that suck so hard you're pissed off that you hired them in the first place. Adulting is hard. It is. Especially when you're moving. Adulting is so hard. And you know what really sucks is once you start adulting, you're not allowed to stop until you die. Kind of sucks. So if you are a kid listening to this right now, trust me when I say, don't be in a rush to grow up. Before we get started with these moving stories, I want to let you all know that you can be a part of this podcast. A little reminder there. You can email me your stories and share them with the Pro Silly fam. Maybe you have a moving story to share. Maybe your dog maybe your dog shit in your shoe. I don't know. Maybe a coworker, is getting on your last nerve and you want to vent about that shit. Hell, maybe you just want to write in and say hello. I don't know your lives, but I'm here. In my email, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Once again, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. And the word it's is in the email. It's professionallysilly. That is the email at gmail.com. So just put in the subject title, what it's about. I want to be surprised when I share with you guys. So I'm not going to read it when you send it. I'm going to read it on air with you for the first time. That's the plan. That's my plan. Before we get started, guys, I would love it if you do me a favor and left a 5-star and written review on my podcast via Apple Podcast. I know it didn't sound like much, but it would actually help my podcast grow. I would love if you guys could do that. And shit, it would be titties. Let's be honest. It would be fucking titties if you guys would do that. I want the algorithm to acknowledge my black hilarious ass. I am amazing, okay? I know we're a few months from February, but I need y'all to help support my awesomeness on this podcast. Help me support my awesome, okay? If you haven't already, check out the podcast Twitter page and the podcast Instagram page. They are both called It's Pro Silly. ItsProSilly. And from now on, the Instagram page should have photos and or videos pertaining to whatever it is that we're discussing on that episode. So take a look at those as you listen along. Also, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter to discuss any of my older episodes too. Now that we knocked out the intro and all that information you needed to know and what's been going on with me, what do you say we go ahead and we get to these moving stories? Yeah. Funny moving stories. I hope I don't have to move again for quite some time. And if I do, I hope that I am already a millionaire so that I can just hire people to do it. And if they fuck up, I'll just sue them. It's fine. It's fine. Let's get to the first story, shall we? So our first story that we have is someone who's moving to Soho, which I assume is New York, but I'm sure there are other. There are probably Sohos all over the world. Just look anywhere downtown. Boom, boom, boom. Tss, I made a ho joke. Okay, let me just read this story. Look, you're still here. So clearly you like my loaf of corn, all right? And so it reads, I was moving into a sublet in a seriously baller Soho loft while our new apartment was the biggest I've seen in Manhattan, an actual quarter of a city block. The stairwells were winding and narrow, the kind that can really only accommodate a one-way flow of traffic. My mom and I were hauling some of the final boxes upstairs when I heard some of the people coming down. I sighed deeply, anticipating the awkward squeeze that was to follow. I tried to adjust my box to the side to stay in my hallway lane, so to speak. But it started to slip when the group came into view. Immediately, the actor Adrian Brody reached out his hand to spot the tilting box. You got it? He asked. I hefted the box, grunt garbled an answer, and squeezed my body past him. Yeah, you got it. He moved down the stairs and passed my mom, who practically shouted, "Yes, yeah, she does! Thanks, Adrian Brody! He can definitely help me move anytime." First, let me just start off by saying that it felt like this person was bragging at first. And while reading this story, I was brimming with jealousy. brimming with jealousy. And, oh my God. And, use the words seriously baller, that's the word that she used to describe her Soho loft. Then she goes on to say that her apartment was the biggest that she's ever seen in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? So in case you're from another planet or maybe just another country, Manhattan, New York is expensive as fuck to visit, let alone live. Okay. So I don't know whose dick she sucked to get that much money to afford that rent or what, seven-figure job she works. Good for her. Because if I could afford to live in Manhattan, I probably still wouldn't, if I'm being honest with you. It's too much. Also, I'm kind of jealous that she met Adrian Brody. Like, I'm not like a huge, huge fan of Adrian Brody, but he is a phenomenal actor, and I would love to meet anybody with that type of talent. So that would be amazing. And for those of you who don't know who Adrian Brody is, he's an American actor who actually won the Academy Award for Best Actor at the age of 29 when he starred in Roman Polanski's The Pianist. So, yeah, that's awesome. Who doesn't want to win? Who doesn't want to meet an Academy Award winner? I do. And there's a good chance that he lives in that building or knows someone who lives there. Either way, you know, it's pretty awesome, you know, to pass a celebrity in any hallway. I don't care where the hallway is. I want to pass celebrities everywhere I go, and I want them to know who I am. Okay. And if it was as narrow a hallway as she described, there's a good chance that they may have even gotten to smell this person. And I got to tell you, to smell a celebrity with money is awesome. And here's a random thing that happened to me that involved me smelling a celebrity. And you guys better not get on me about this. But when I lived in Los Angeles, about the second or third year there, I filmed a YouTube video with a YouTuber by the name of Heartbeat. She is amazing. We went to the ADD studio to film it, All Deaf Digital, and Russell Simmons founded this urban digital entertainment brand back in 2013. Black folk making amazing content and getting paid to do it. That is the dream right there. Anyway, when I met him, he gave me a hug, and I accidentally said out loud, while he was hugging me, that he smelled like wealth. Yes, he smelled like wealth. Like we were in the middle of an embrace, which means my mouth was next to his ear. Now, in my head, I said it to myself, but I actually whispered it to him while he was hugging me. Talk about an awkward moment. So, yeah, that's something that happened. Let's move on to the next story, shall we? Because I just embarrassed myself in front of all three of my listeners. I gotta go. So let's move on to the next story. All right. I just embarrassed myself hella. Okay, so this one is on the cuter side, in my opinion. Okay. And it reads, my husband and I have moved 14 times in 18 years. And we haven't hired movers once. I'm convinced that after moving countless couches and dressers without murdering each other, our marriage can withstand anything. One time, though, we were trying to move an oversized sofa into the house, and we swore at each other in the dead of winter for well over half an hour trying to get it through the front door before our neighbor came over laughing and asked if we needed help. He said that he had a great time watching us and was impressed with our perseverance. Nothing like a great first impression. First of all, that's adorable, okay? Because they've been married a long time, and that's awesome. And she's right. If you can move that many times with all kinds of couches and dressers and heavy pieces of furniture around annoying corners and whatnot, your marriage is strong, okay? It's strong, all right? And to be honest with you, I have moved quite a few times in my adult life, and I have never used a moving service because I'm poor. They are expensive as hell, and I don't have money to just throw away. Okay, I can literally think about this. Like, I close my eyes and I can see this couple cursing each other out in the middle of a snowstorm, trying to move an oversized sofa into their home. I've seen it a lot of times. You know, as a former property manager, I've seen people try to move a lot of strange things and a lot of big items that just are not gonna fit in the space that they thought it would. Like, I've seen it. And it is hilarious when they lose their cool and go off on the person or persons helping them move. It's so fucking funny. Anyway, and to be honest with you, I probably would have been that neighbor that came over laughing, asking if they needed any help. I'm kind of a people watcher, and watching someone or several people trying to do something that clearly isn't working is hilarious to me for some reason. I don't know. It's probably because I'm an asshole. What can I say? People are just, I find them funny. So I have no problem, you know, watching them. I sound like a stalker. I don't just choose one specific person to watch. I just, if I see something interesting that somebody else is doing, I might stop to see what they're doing. Or I don't know. It's not like, I can't wait. I wonder what kind of underwear they're wearing tonight. It's not that kind of watch. Okay, just I feel like I had to explain that. Okay, anyways, I found another moving story that I'm sure many people may be able to relate to. Being hit on inappropriately by someone who makes you uncomfortable. That one in itself is already creepy, but I imagine if that person who made you uncomfortable knew exactly where you lived, yeah, that would be a little worse, right? That might be another podcast episode for the future. I don't know, flirting that goes wrong or something like that. I don't know. I'll think about it, but I like that. I like that. Anyway, it reads, 2 years ago, I hired a moving company to relocate apartments. I noticed one of the movers was staring at me longer than was comfortable, but tried to shake off the feeling. Fast forward a few weeks later, when I got a drunk sounding text, "Hello, it's blank from blank movers. Might be odd times, but would like." Wait, this is really fucked up. It's definitely a drunk sounding text. Why I'm having a hard time reading it because it's like broken English. Take two. "Hello, it's blank from blank movers. Might be odd times, but would you like drink with me sometime?" You see, that sentence is so broken as hell. Anyway, she goes on to say, "The guy had copied down my number from the invoice and texted me to ask me out on a date. I promptly blocked the number, alerted the company, and never used that moving service again. My biggest regret was that I tipped that sleaze bag." You need to move again. This dude knows where you live. You need to move again, it sounds like. And I have some sound advice for anyone who is attracted to people that they're working with or for. Don't. That is my advice. Just don't. Don't take advantage of your customers and hit on them. You know, don't copy their phone numbers from their invoices to ask them out. Just don't be a creep in general. So that's my advice. Don't. My name is Amber, and I approve this message. Aren't you guys glad that I'm back? I know you are. I know.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
Okay, so this next one is just plain funny because I can visually see this story in my head as I read it. Okay, because moving is all... This is funny. Moving is already a really frustrating time. So imagine having to do all this while you're 6 months pregnant. Or perhaps you're moving in with someone or helping someone who's 6 months pregnant. Yeah, let's go ahead and share this story. It reads, "We moved into our new house when I was 6 months pregnant, and we had moved our bed to the new house, but were still sleeping in the old house. We had to blow up a double air bed and sleep on that. Now, since I was pregnant, I had trouble getting up out of the air bed and had trouble lying back down again. In the middle of the night, I got up for the loo, which is the bathroom for my Americans out there. I got up for the loo and went back and laid back in bed, but didn't lay down very softly and sent my husband flying into the air." Let me just say, as an adult, fuck air mattresses. I don't care what's going on. We're going to have to get ourselves a hotel if we can't move into the new house, okay? They are horrible. Air mattresses, or as she called them, air beds, they are horrible to sleep in. Noisy as hell when you move while you're on them. And difficult to have sex on. That's just how I feel. I will not apologize to anyone for it. It is what it is. Okay? But couldn't you just see her trying to lie back down, pregnant as hell, trying to be as quiet as possible and lie down as softly as she possibly could, but failed and sent her husband flying into the air? That's hilarious as fuck, and I'm pissed that I wasn't there to see it. So I'm going to have to just Google air mattress mishaps or some shit on YouTube so I can get a really good visual laugh out of that, because I'm really mad that I didn't see that. I am. Next up, we have a couple who tested their relationship as well as their physical endurance all in one night. This is a good one. It reads, "My husband and I were moving from our respective apartments to our first apartment together. Because of the timing, we had to move on the day his family was in town. We didn't start the move until close to 6 p.m. We had to make three stops for pickup before we could go to our apartment and drop our stuff off. First stop was his apartment, relatively close and still pretty early. Second stop was my dad's house. We got there around 10 p.m. Final stop was my apartment in a terrible neighborhood, and we arrived there at about 1 a.m. to police tape across the street. There had been..." Looks like we're gonna get our fill of true crime. "There had been a double homicide, and they were still looking for the guy who did it. We had no choice but to move our stuff from that apartment to the moving van in the middle of the night with a literal killer on the loose. I was so used to the neighborhood that I was just thrilled that the police would be there to watch our stuff, and I wouldn't have to worry about anything being stolen. We finished around 3:30 a.m., got donuts in the middle of the night, and then drove all the way across town to our new place. We moved all our things in until 7 a.m. and then raced to return the U-Haul by 8 a.m. so we wouldn't get an extra fee. We crashed on a bare mattress on the living room floor, and it was one of the longest nights of my life. And one hell of a way to find out that you're compatible with your chosen partner. Luckily, we worked well together, but damn, it sucked." I cannot. It just sounds like they moved out of my old neighborhood. Legit. The police made frequent visits to my block, the block that I lived on. I mean, I was right off of Melrose. What do you want? You know? And the fact that they didn't even start the move until 6 p.m., and that they were able to finish everything by 7 a.m.? Yeah, that's crazy. From 6 p.m. to 7 a.m., they were nonstop packing, moving, and all that shit. That's crazy. They pretty much worked the entire night. And I tell you one thing. The next time I move, I need to reach out to this couple, because they apparently got their shit together and they're physically fit enough to do so. I'm down, okay? It's so freaking awesome, first of all, that the police were there to watch their belongings as they loaded the truck. I mean, I know the cops weren't there specifically for them to help them watch their stuff, but who the fuck is going to rob a moving truck in front of police, right? And I'm assuming, I don't know, maybe somebody from Florida. Okay, look, it's been a long time since I've talked shit about Florida. I was overdue. I have not talked shit about Florida, and it feels like months. It feels like months. For my Florida listeners, you know where the fuck you live. Don't sit here and act like you don't know you live in a weird-ass place where weird things happen. This is not new information for you. I love you, and thank you for listening. Ah, Florida, please, please don't hate me. Okay, so on to the next story. And I should let you guys know, this is the last story of this particular podcast episode. And I am soups glad that I was able to get it up for you guys. It is actually 1:51 p.m. in Los Angeles right now, which makes it close to 4 o'clock here in Atlanta. So for my East Coast listeners, I was late as hell. For my West Coast listeners, I was a little late. A little bit, like a couple hours, but we're good. All right, onto the last story here, and I should warn you that this will probably piss you off. Okay, it certainly tugged at my anger strings, if you will, because I literally just moved my entire life across the country, and it was not easy. A lot of things went wrong, but nothing like this, thank God. At least, not that I'm aware of. I don't know. And I'm still waiting on 17 boxes to be delivered by the U.S. Postal Service during a pandemic, 1 week before Christmas. So there's a really good chance that I won't see any of my belongings until 2021. So thank you for defunding the post office. Okay. Anywho, let's read this story here. It says, my move had two stops. The second was the consignment shop where I brought some extra furniture. So we loaded those first to come off the back of the truck last. Halfway through, the movers decided we must do that stop first. So when we got to the consignment shop, they had to offload the stuff in the front to get the stuff in the back, then reload the stuff in the front. That sounds like a lot of goddamn work. Those movers are assholes. They stood my box spring on its side, and it promptly fell onto the dirty loading dock floor. Like, I know it was just a box spring. I get it. It's the thing that your mattress goes on top of. But you don't want it touching a loading dock floor. That's disgusting. Ew. Anyway, let me go on with the story. She goes on to say, I dealt with the consignment shop staff before. And I dealt with them while they were reloading everything. Then, went to my car as they closed the truck for the last stop at my new place. They broke a few more items over the next couple of hours and then told me they were done. What do you mean done? Where's my bed? Turns out they left it on the loading dock of the consignment shop, which was now closed. I hadn't slept for 2 days. And I'm reading this verbatim. I haven't slept for 2 days straight. And I had to go back to my old place to close up, where I fell asleep sitting on an exercise ball leaning up against the wall. The next day, I called the shop and learned that they can't accept beds, so they usually send them off to the landfill. But in this case, an employee had taken it to donate to the needy in Tijuana. Now, for those of you who don't know where Tijuana is, that's Mexico. That is Mexico. So I'm assuming this happened in like Texas or California or one of those states that are on the border is my assumption. Anyway, she goes on to say, luckily he hadn't made the trip south of the border yet, but I still had to wait like a week for him to get the time to bring it to me. In the meantime, I slept in the tub or a chair since I had brought my couch to consignment. It was a nightmare. Oh, Linda. Oh, I was right, from San Diego. So this happened in San Diego, and I'm sorry for her. That sucks. First of all, there is no way in fuck hell I would have not made those movers or the company they work for pay for what the fuck they did. Whether it was refunding some of the money for the bullshit they put me through, or they would have bought me a new bed or put me up in a hotel until I was able to get my shit back, okay? Damn right. Something along those lines would have happened, most definitely. But because there's just no way in fuck hell I'm sleeping in a tub or on top of an exercise ball against any wall. I don't give a fuck. It's not happening. And if they didn't do something to compensate me for that bullshit they put me through, I would have been very aggressive with my story, and I would have named the company by name on every piece of social media that I have, okay? Because I'm a petty ass bitch, and I am more than okay with that. I'm in my 30s, okay? So there's not gonna be any sleeping in a tub or an exercise ball. That's something that I'm just not gonna do, especially if I already have a bed to sleep on. It is not my fault that those movers are idiots as fuck. Yes, idiots, idiots. Like I said, I'm a petty ass bitch, and it is what it is. Look, leave my bed in Tijuana, Mexico, and see how I fucking react. Do it if you want to, but I'm gonna be mad. That's what I'm saying. Oh my God, Linda. Oh my God, Linda, they walked all over you. Linda, if you're listening to this, I'm gonna need you to find a black female friend who can handle your shit, because that should not have happened. You need an angry black woman on your side, and I volunteer. I want to be there when this happens again, because it probably will. Oh, Linda. Poor thing. Oh, my God. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's become an overly kind millionaire with lots of friends who love you so much they wouldn't question helping you move, because they know they will eat and drink well after the work is done. Seriously, if I had the money, that some of the celebrities have, moving would be like a fucking block party, bro. Like, of course, after all the work is done, we gotta move. But maybe I might even hire a DJ to play some dope ass music while we move, huh? A catering company to feed us. I don't know. It'd be like a moving day party. It sounds good to me. Let's do that. Professionally silly life rules, people. If you're going to move, be an overly kind millionaire. That's the best way to do it. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. It is great to be back and audibly entertaining those adorable ears of yours. I know many of you were thinking about the Mace song, Welcome Back. Welcome back. Yeah, you can go ahead and just Google Mace Welcome Back, and then you can hear the song that I'm talking about. I would play it on here, but I don't own the rights to it, so can't do it. Be sure to email me your stories to the podcast email if you have anything that you want to share with the pro silly listeners. The email is itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. ITS, the word professionally and the word silly. @gmail.com. If you have any stories that you want to share with me and the pro silly listeners, God, that's hard to say. Say pro silly listeners fast, like five times. Let me try. Pro silly listeners. Pro silly listeners. Pro silly. I only get it out twice. Pro silly listeners. That's a nice mouthful. Okay. If you have any stories that you want to share with us, send them. Send them in. I cover a lot of interesting topics, so please feel free to send them in. Oh, and let me know if you want to be anonymous, okay? If you want to be anonymous, you need to say so somewhere before you say your name in the email. Do that somewhere before I read a name, okay? Do that for, make sure you let me know. You can also leave a message on the Anchor app if you've got Anchor, or my Google Voice number, which is 805-664-1828. So leave me a voice message or a text message, and I'll put you in the podcast unless you guys say otherwise. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to refinery29.com and bornsmove.com, and of course the lighter side of realestate.com. The internet once again has blessed us with laughter. These are the sites that I use to find these crazy, silly, moving stories that I just shared with you. Thank God for the internet. Oh my God. Thank you. I think every podcaster is very glad that the internet is a thing. Shout out to all of you, by the way, the pro silly listeners. You keep coming back for more. Even after I was gone for 2 weeks, I'm assuming there's at least three of you listening to this right now. At least three. At least. I freaking appreciate the hell out of each and every one of you. You join me every Friday as we get professionally silly, and we're going to pick back up on our weekly podcast episodes from here on out. I did take a couple of weeks off because, once again, I had to move, but now I've moved. So we're going to get to work every week, every Friday, we get professionally silly. Also, don't forget to show support to your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using. It's pretty much the only way for a podcast to grow. So if you have Apple Podcasts, pretty please leave a 5-star and written review on that specific podcast platform. I know it doesn't seem like much, but it is a very easy way to help support me and this podcast. Guess what time it is? Guess what? It's time for PSC, Podcast Shoutout Corner. Damn right. This week is going to be Strong Body, Strong Soul. I got to say, I really enjoy this podcast. Maria Humphreys is the woman who does this podcast, and her voice is not only soothing, but sexy. Soothing and sexy, I love it. Her podcast is about the highs and the lows of life, inspiring stories, meditation, fun, guests, guests that show out, why can't I speak? Why is that hard? It's so hard. Anyway, she has amazing guests that join on the show throughout. She's got thought-provoking, empowering, and entertaining shows. You gotta check out this podcast. It is amazeballs. I love it. You know, spirituality, personal training, hilarity, they're all along for the ride. And let's be honest, half the fun is getting there. So Strong Body, Strong Soul is available everywhere that podcasts are. Maria, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry I fucked up your PSC shout out corner. My mouth forgot how to make words. My fault. Make sure you guys take a listen to the Strong Body, Strong Soul podcast and let them know that the Professionally Silly podcast sent you. Yeah. Also, guys, if you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now do that. Yeah, you can support my silly content by making monthly donations. This is a very great and helpful way in making the Professionally Silly podcast even better and help move the silly forward. That's the plan, man. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month. What? Yep, 99 cents a month. $4.99 or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. Damn right. Damn right. So make sure you go ahead and PayPal me at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. The link is down in the show notes as well if you're interested in doing that. Thank you so much ahead of time for those of you that have helped me keep the silly flowing. I love you guys. Speaking of support, of listener support, we got ourselves another podcast review on Apple Podcasts. And I know, man, listen, you guys, every time I get a new podcast review, I gotta share it with you because it makes me so fucking happy. It really does. It really does. So for those of you that take the time to leave me 5 stars and write a review, it means the world to me and it is appreciated hard as fuck. It really is. It makes it feel all warm and tingly inside. Yeah, I like it. And so please leave me positive reviews and 5 stars, pretty please. And also feel free to leave a negative review if you got to. You know, a review is a review. I'm grown enough to know that not everyone is going to be down with my ass. I get it. But I'm also awesome enough not to give a fuck what my haters think. So this is great. So, like my daddy always says, okay, you got the bucket list and you got your fuck it list in life, okay? And if you fill up your fuck it list, you'll be a lot happier. So let's go ahead and share this review with you guys because I'm excited. And oh, it's actually coming from a really fun name. Frickin' Amazeballs. That's the person who left this comment. And the title, it says, Best Friend in My Head. You know what? I think I know who this is, judging by the title alone, because she said this to me several times on different platforms. So it reads, you can say who this review is from, but I put it at the bottom. Okay, good. So this is coming from Coco Love Drop, aka Belinda. That's all I thought this was. And it says, not sure if I wrote a review already, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind another awesome review. I just had to tell my best friend in my head that I love your podcast. I can honestly say that I have finally caught up completely. Girl, I get so excited every Friday when I know a new episode is about to drop because I know it's going to be a great one. I also love the variety that you have in your content. You know, I have been a supporter since BW, so it was only right to support everything that you do. For those of you listening right now, BW stands for Between Women. It is a LGBT web series that I did a few years ago on YouTube, and it was really popular in the LGBT community, especially the Black LGBT community. The lesbians, they ate it up. They loved it. She goes on to say, I am super excited for your move back to Georgia so that you can be with your family and be close to some of your East Coast, hashtag Smile Squad members, especially the ones in the Georgia chapter. She's making reference to my Periscope lives. Anytime any of the Smile Squad members come in, whatever state that they're from, they say, oh, Chicago chapter, checking in, Georgia chapter, checking in, hashtag Smile Squad, we up in this bitch. It's just a thing that we do because we're amazing. She goes on to say, I truly wish you nothing but success and happiness in all that you do. Continue to be the awesome best friend in my head that you are, and always keep your head held high, queen, so that your crown don't fall. Signed, a true hashtag Smile Squad member and loyal supporter, Coco Drop, aka Belinda. Girl, you got me in my feels, man. Got my warms and tinglies. Thank you. God, bitch, that was, I'm for real. It, like, my eyes are watery for real. Like, y'all think I'm playing, but I'm dead. That was a lovely review. She said wonderful things about me, and I really appreciate that. So, thank you, Coco. I appreciate you. Guys, if you want to, please be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and I will be sure to read your review with the rest of the Pro Silly listeners to hear. Whether it's a good review or a bad review, I'll still share it. I don't get reviews often, so your review will definitely make the show. Check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media information. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and 2 YouTube channels. As you know, the first one is called Professionally Silly, and my second YouTube channel is called Paranormal Blacktivity. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out, because that's where I put my black card on the line, and we do haunted investigations. A lot of fun. None like talking to some spirits, okay? Great. I recently got myself a Cameo page, so if you want a shout out for a friend or you have some questions you want to ask, check out my Cameo. Info is down in the show notes as well. Oh, guys, and I just downloaded this new app called Stereo. It's so much fucking fun. It's an app that allows you to have conversations with random people around the world. It is a live radio show. That's what it is. So whenever you watch live streaming platforms, like you're watching YouTube Live or TikTok Live or Instagram Live, you're watching your favorite creator or person or friend or what have you, right? This allows them, and when you're watching those streaming things, you're able to, type in messages for them to read aloud. Well, on Stereo, you don't have to type shit. You can say what you want to say, and they'll play it on the show. It's literally like a live podcast. And I have been thinking for a while that I wanted to maybe do one with you guys sometime in the future. So let me know at the It's Pro Silly Twitter page if you would be interested in doing that, because I'll fucking do it. As a matter of fact, I'll even share with you a bit of a little tiny piece of a little scene, if you will, of some of the Stereo shows that I've done. It's a lot of fucking fun. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So make sure you guys follow me on Stereo. My Stereo handle is at True Smiles Jones, TRUSMILES, then my last name, Jones. True is spelled without the E, okay? So don't forget that this podcast is on Instagram and Twitter at It's Pro Silly. Tweet me and share your opinions, of my older and or newer episodes, because I want to talk to you about it, okay? Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. So, remember I was telling you guys about the Stereo app. Well, I found a couple of clips that I just had to share with you guys. They're from different shows So different like days. So I just wanted you to enjoy this. Here's the first one. Let me just make sure I turn that bitch up. Oh, here we go.
Y'all is right. They are swinging all over the place, just like George of the Jungle up in this bitch. Just crazy. Yes. It's a lovely feeling. There's nothing like when you get home, you take off your shoes, off your socks and or stockings, whatever you wear, and then you take your bra off. That's when you know you're home.
I can breathe now.
Yes, god damn.
You gotta let them titties be free. I was telling her that every woman understands this. When you get home after a hard day of working or whatever the fuck you were doing, when you remove your bra, the day is over. Don't ask me to do shit. Don't ask me to hand you nothing. Don't look at me weird. My titties is dangling. The day is done. So we were talking about on the stereo app that day, and it was funny as shit. Let me see if I can find another one, because I have a couple of them on here where there's this guy is called Peter Chet. That's his stereo name. And he's a voice actor who can actually sound like a lot of the main characters in the show Family Guy and American Dad. He can even sound like Cartman or a few of the South Park characters. So I'm trying to see if I can find that particular one when he's just silly as shit. I think this is it, but yeah.
I just peeled an orange, so I'm out of breath here. But, all right, let me think. What does Cartman sound like? Isn't he just, he's sort of like a,
sweet dude.
Something like that, or whatever.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
We were blown.
I'm so yelling in my apartment so badly.
See?
It's so amazing.
That was when he came in to do Cartman for us. Yeah, I don't take this. I'm going home. I can do Cartman a little bit. I just got to practice on it. But yeah, there are a lot of fun clips. Maybe I'll share a few more with you guys in different podcast episodes. But one thing is for certain, if you want to enjoy the silliness that is stereo, or if you want to join in on the stereo, or maybe do your own live podcast show, download the stereo app. Make sure you follow me at True Smiles Jones. Hell, maybe there's a good chance that we could do a stereo show together. It's a lot of fun because the people that I do stereos with, I do them with my subscribers. I do shows with my subscribers. I do shows with random people that I've never met before. It's social media, bitch. Let's get on board. You understand? All right, guys, that's it for me. Once again, watch where you step because, listen, man, there's shit everywhere. Okay. Take care, guys. I love you. Bye.